Blog Talk Radio.
I have read to you
1 through 4, 7, 1 through 6. And I want you to drop down to verse 15 is where I want to go to in a few minutes. If you love me, keep my commandments. You know that's God, what God tells us to do. We all say we love God. Jesus said in red letters, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I hear this pastor in second hour. I don't know where he was from. I used to watch him until he says that he doesn't go into the Old Testament. And so I had to stop watching him. And that's what we are going into. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Exodus. And we are going to go into chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. Now, I want to tell you before I get started, because I might forget, the Passover is coming. That will be on April the 8th. So get ready. That's our Passover cruise. You call yourself African Americans, but that's a title that, you know, the race that I don't regard as being a human. They do bad things all the time. I don't know what to call them. Father, what you have said you were going to do, I expect you to do that, just what you said you were going to do. And after April the 8th, the Passover, and the Passover is where a lamb was sacrificed and its blood was placed around the doors of the Israelite houses when they're in zone. Our Father wants us to continue that practice, placing blood around our houses, our doorways. Read Leviticus chapter 28:23, verse 5. Isn't that the devil made me to say the wrong date? And then after April the 8th, we are going to have the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That's April the 9th through the 15th. So that's what I want you sheep to know. And I did not forget we must do that. Let me introduce myself before I start reading the Passover, the Ten Commandments. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Your Ten Commandments can be found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. Excuse me, sheep. I just had to belch. And I am belching right now. It's always something when I'm doing my Bible study with you, sheep. I want you to learn what I have learned. And again, I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and the Sabbath day observance starts on a Friday evening, and it ends on a Saturday evening. I want that sheep. I ask that you have your CDs ready and handy. And you say, what are those? They are your pen, paper, and pencil so that you can jot down any references or scriptures that I may state. The young of people, as well as some of the old people, are notebook savvy or technological savvy. And you may have some of these things in notepad, notebooks, and whatever. Nonetheless, I want you to write tips, some of these things down that I state to you. Now, I have been wondering about Beulah Land. I read to you, Beulah Land was in Deuteronomy chapter 33:28, and I want you, sheep, to do some investigation for me and find that out. And you take my phone number down and you call me and tell me what it is that you have found out about Beulah Land and those people who are in Washington, D.C. You may, my niece, Michelle, she's called, I call her Mickey, let her know that I am on the Feed My Sheep show, as well as you folks in Virginia who knows my niece Yasmin. She's a nurse down there. You tell her where I am, where I can be found on Blog Talk Radio. It's called the Feed My Sheep show. And right now, that's pretty much of the announcements that I have. Remember, do what I said. Write my phone number down and call me and tell me what you have found out about Beulah Land. That's spelled B-E-U-L-A-H-L-A-M-D. Beulah Land. That's in Georgia. It's called Hephzibah. It's spelled H-E-P-H, some of our lands. When, the Bible has told us this thing. And then the white folks act like this is their land when it's not. They are the ones who should pack their bags and leave quickly before our father comes with another virus or another whatever he's going to do to those people. And some of our people who does not follow him, there are more black folks dying to this virus in Detroit, Michigan, than any place in Michigan. I was thinking that this virus was going to clean the house of the white folks, but this virus is, oh Lord, the devil show is mad. Just you hear that? Oh, Lord, let's read in 1 Samuel chapter 30. And if I can, I will get to 31. And that would be the end of it. Came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had divided the south, invaded the south, and Ziklag was smitten, and Ziklag was burned with fire, and had taken the women captive, and were therein they slew not any, either great nor small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city to behold it was burned with fire, and the wives and their sons and daughters were taken captive, and David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until more power to weep. And David and his two wives were taken captive of Benjamin. Her name is spelled A-H-I-N-O-A-M, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, taunting him because the souls of the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged him, saying, see, you have to encourage yourself. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abinatar, that's spelled A-B-I-A-T-H-A-R, the priest of Ahimelech's son, that's spelled A-H-I-M-E-L-E-C-H, possibly S, son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod and Abiathar, that's spelled A-B-I-A-T-H-A-R, brought hither the ephod of David. You know what the ephod looks like? A vest, a sleeveless vest with many different types of jewelry on it, like a diamond, or try to explain what that is at a later time, but it's like with different colors of stones in it. Verse 8, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this too? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. When David went, he and his 600 men that were with him and were at the brook of Besor, they spelled B-E-S-O-R, where they that were left behind stayed. But David pursued after, and 400 men, for two were abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor, B-E-S-O-R. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat excuse me, Steve, I had the belt and they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat. And they said they made him drink water, and they gave him a piece of a cake clusters of raisin. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again unto him, and he had eaten no bread nor drink any water 3 days and 3 nights. And David said unto him, to whom thou belongest thou, and whence thou art, and whence art there, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egyptian, servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me because there 3 days long I fell sick. When we made an invasion upon the southern of the Cherethites, that's spelled Cherethites, and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah, upon the south of Canaan, and we buried Ziklag, and we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said unto him, canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God that thou willest neither kill me nor neither deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will show thee unto this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of the great spoil they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Jacob. And David smote them from the twilight even until evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, saying 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. And David discovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking of them, neither small or great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoils, nor anything that they had taken from them. David recovered all. And David took all the flocks of the herds which they drove before those other cattle, and said, this is David's spoils. And David came to the 200 men which were faint that they could not follow David, which they had made also to abide at the brook of Bezar, and they went forth to meet him, to meet the people that were with him. And when David came near the people, he saluted them. Then answered all the wicked men and men of Baal. I spelled that B-E-L-I-A, them that went with David. And David, because they were not with us, we will not give them aught. That means we will not give them zero of the spoils that had been recovered, save that every man, his wife, and his children that may lead them away and depart. Then said David, ye shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord has given us, who has preserved us and delivered the company that hath been against us into our land. For who will hearken unto matter, but as part is that goeth down to battle, so shall be part that perish by the staff. They shall part alive. And it was so from that day forward, that the Lord made a statute, ordinance for Israel unto this day. And David came unto Ziklag and went, and when David came to Ziklag, he sent the spoils unto of Judah, even to his friends, saying, behold, a present for you of the spoils of the enemies of the Lord, to them which were in Bethel, and to them which were in South Ramoth, and unto them which were in Jattir, that spelled J-E-E-T-T-I-R, and to them which were in Aurora, that spelled R-O-E-R, and to them which were in Shipmouth, spelled S-I-P-H-M-O-T-H, and to them which was in Eshtemar, that's E-S-H-T-E-M-O-A, Eshtemar, and to them which were in Rachel, and to them which were in the cities of Jezreelites, that's spelled J-E-E-R-A-H-M-E-E-F-I, T-E-S, and to them which were in the cities of Kente. That's, maybe I pronounced that wrong, but it's spelled K-E-N-I-T-S, and to them which were in Hormah, that's spelled H-O-R-M-A-H, and to them which were in Khorasan, R-H-O-R-M-A-H, A-S-A-A-N, and to them which were in Ethiopia, that's spelled A-T-H-E-C, and to them which were in Hebron, and to them, and to all the places where David himself and his men to hunt. And that ends the reading of chapter 30. So I'm going to try and read all of chapter 31 to you in the next 13 minutes. So we can start Friday in 2 Samuel. Let's read it. 1 Samuel chapter 31. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled before the Philistines and fell slain in Mount Gilboa. That's spelled G-I-L-B-O-A-H. Let me spell that again. G-I-L-B-O-A. And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons. And the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Melchishua. That's spelled Melchishua, Saul's son. And the battle went sore against Saul, just hit him, and he was so wounded of the archers. Then said Saul unto his armor bearer, draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me. But their armor bearer would not, for he was so afraid. Therefore Saul took his sword and fell upon it. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise upon his sword and died with him. So Saul and his three sons and his armor bearer and all his men that same day gathered and went. The men of Israel that were on the other side of the valley that they were on, the side of Jordan, saw that they, men of Israel, fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, for they forsook the city and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his three sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. That's spelled G-I-L-B-O-A. Excuse me, I had to get Excuse me again, I'm coming. I'm trying my body in heaven. Forgive me. And they cut off his head and stripped off his armor and sent him to the land of the Philistines around to publish it in the house of their idols and among the people. And they went, and they put his armor in the house of Ashtaroth, and they fastened his body to the walls of Bashan. Somebody is calling me. They will have to wait. Will not answer. It's probably someone from a wrong number. And when the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead, they spell J-A-B-E-S-H hyphen G-I-L-E-A-D, heard of that which the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose, the strong men, or the fearless men, went all night of Saul and the bodies of his sons from them, from the wall of Bashan, and came to Jabesh, that's spelled J-A-B-E-S-H, and burned them there. And they took their bones and buried them under the great tree at Jabesh, that's J-A-B-E-S-H, in 7 days. So they were not afraid. Those Jews were not afraid of the Philistines, because they rode all night to get Saul's body and buried it themselves. They put a stop to that. So what I want you sheep to do for this Friday is to read in Samuel chapter 1 and 2, if you can do that, I want you to read. I'm going to circle chapter 1 and 2. So I know that you have an assignment. Plus, I want you to get ready, Passover, to have you a wonderful meal that evening, that Thursday evening is the April the 8th, the Passover, and you try to celebrate it as much as you can. You don't listen to those who are lying and saying that they are us. I have had enough of them lying, and I am going to say to them, if I have a chance, what I feel and how I feel, they're nothing to me but thieves. They have taken so much from us, our land, our language, everything, our religion. They have stolen our Bible and wants to say that is theirs. And they're talking about getting an alternative. Well, this is our Bible. Black folks, learn that. Let us have a closing prayer. to our Father in heaven. We acknowledge whom you have found. We thank you. Rejoice. We rejoice that you have put us back into the fold. I don't know who these people are calling me. Let me check. Hold on. They should not have been calling me. Nonetheless, remember, let's say a closing prayer. Our Father, we thank you for finding us and starting to restore us. We thank you. I thank you. And I think that you will allow us to go all the way with you in heaven or in her to put us back in that rightful place and remove all those that's on with us. They are not good people. I thank you. In Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, I say thank you. Also, in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you this Friday.
Walk on through temptation, 'cause he